People, we're back. Another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JP.
I'm the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And you getting not one, but two mix and match weeks this week right
That's
here.
Right.
That's right.
Two shows.
Man, so last week we started this. Next week we end this. Mm-hmm. Cody just broke his phone.
Crack.
That shit's done. It's done, son. It's done now, whatever. So you know what? No phones matter. Yeah, no phones matter. Get rid of it. Get it out of here. So, yeah, I just took a screenshot. I don't know what, but okay.
Your phone does that, too, huh?
Yeah, you know? Because they make these fucking buttons on each other. It's like, what the fuck?
All the time on my Samsung Galaxy S10.
Sometimes I'll be watching, like, a video on Instagram or something like that, and I'll accidentally, because I'm using one hand, get a screenshot, and then I'll get hit up and be like,
you just sometimes I want to turn the volume up. You know, you press the volume power button, that's supposed to take a screenshot.
Yeah.
I'm always accidentally pressing both at the same time.
Yeah, same here. And then next to
fuck. I have so many accidental screenshots.
I'll get hit up by the chick, but I'm like, did you just screenshot my phone? I'm like, you can tell? I'm like, I did it by accident. Mm-hmm. I swear. Trust me. If you were shaking some ass now, it wouldn't be by accident.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that, so I don't have no... How dare you? So, we're back here. This is Mix and Match Week, second dose. This is Thursday's episode. And how you feeling, Cody?
I'm good.
What are you thinking about this two episodes a week thing right now?
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's the most drinking we've done.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we don't even do this every fucking month. That'd be too goddamn much.
No.
Yeah.
It feels like back to back.
Yeah. Buck birthday month, that makes sense. It's fun. I like it.
We're trying to, it also tests us because we swore on the very first episode we would never do two shows in one day. We swore.
But it is different though, because we first started.
That was crazy.
Golly. Yeah, let's do one beer show and one whiskey show with four different types of whiskey and five beers. Yeah. What the fuck were we thinking?
We have four different whiskeys and five different beers. And he's like, yeah, we can do that. I don't think we ate.
And
we did it back to back and didn't stop. We just said, I think I took a nap in between. It was like, I'm just tired.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was dumb. That was but nah, we're not doing that.
No, I don't know.
Mix and match week is only like one beer, one whiskey.
And one beer, one whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, whatever. So we
total four drinks.
We've established rules. Yeah. So now we're here, and we can finish in one glass.
Yes.
Ain't multiple fucking glasses or nothing like that. So this is also another test just for, you know, prepare for 2021. You never know.
Yes.
Shit. You never know. The people will come and be like, but you guys,
I need more.
I want more or whatever stuff. And, you know, we of the people,
mm-hmm.
we the people, you know. Yeah, the people. And, because, you know, people love us. I mean, what's not to love?
I'm about to say, what is not to love?
Yeah, yeah, we're amazing. So
lovable motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know. I walk outside and it's just like, yeah, exactly. Whatever. So I miss the killings of black people and
other than that,
I guess it's about it. and when I walk to a protest, the sign just just stands on me, and right before a bullet comes and hit me or whatever.
Yep.
Shit. But luckily, I dodged it. My matrix skills, whatever and shit, you know. So we here. We're gonna drink. We're gonna sip of some beer. We're gonna sip of some whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna call this. This is our Father's Day showing.
The Father's Day show.
This is deadbeat show.
Yes.
Don't worry. Next week we'll give an original. We'll give for our bar review next week. We'll give a proper Father's Day show for all the respectful father. But for this one,
fuck.
For this one, like Cody said, fuck you. Deadbeat time.
Okay, for your dick, fuck you.
Yeah, and I think I need to put on Billie Jean, too, to be honest.
Show with that.
I think I should. Should we call this episode Billie Jean?
Billie Jean.
I think me and Cody realized this, a year ago, right? Maybe two.
Oh, what are we talking about exactly?
Well, when we was on that boat. And we they played Billie Jean.
Becky Jackson didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then we realized, we didn't realize, but like that's when me and Cody finally just had the conversation. It was just like, you know, this song really is about deadbeat dads.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, he's deadbeatiest of them all.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think people noticed that neither.
Michael Jackson was a cold motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like, you knew he was black.
All that Peter Pan shit.
All that Peter Pan bullshit. You listen to his lyrics.
No, listen to Billie Jean. Listen to Billie Jean.
That's the thing. People don't listen to his lyrics. They like, they got a nice tune. He sings really well.
Yeah, what was that one song you talking about? Like, fucking all night?
I know what you're talking about. He talks about a chick being dirty Diana and shit like that. It's just like, fuck, hold on.
Yeah.
Talking about how bad he is.
He had that Berry Gordy production. It kind of covers shit up.
Remember the time this motherfucker stole Eddie Murphy's girl.
That's right.
This motherfucker danced his way to that pussy.
Yes.
Okay. I said, this is mine now. Okay. And Eddie Murphy, all he can do is eyebrows.
Yeah.
So, that motherfucker turned the sand.
Hey. I want to ride with you. What do you think that means?
Cody, mind you.
I want to fuck you all night.
In that video, all he did was stand there gyrating while lasers are shot. Just like, it's the magic, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People didn't listen to them lyrics.
No.
Michael was a freak, okay? Yeah. Eddie Griffin said it best whatever with his joke. He was like, shit, Michael dick so big, that motherfucker wears one glove just to touch that bitch. Right? Shit. The reason why he wears that one glove, whatever. And I was like, I never thought about that, but yeah, that is weird. Why does he wear only one glove?
Oh, shit.
It's great to touch his own dick. I understand. Look at him. Look at him like Peter Pan flies. It just shoots up with a chest. You think his dick's still black?
I have no idea.
I guess he's dead now, so it doesn't matter or whatever. Shit. Yeah. It's funny because when he dies, now they want to bring up more charges on his ass. And he's like, what do you hope to accomplish in this?
It's kind of too late now at this point.
Which is crazy to me because they did that documentary on HBO with the same motherfuckers that got on. First of all, which I call bullshit on their story, because their story changes every fucking year.
Don't it?
It's like, first of all, they went to trial, Cody. They were on oath. They said, oh, our parents put up. Then another year. No, he really did do it. Then another year. No, he didn't. He wouldn't do anything like that. Now they go
which
to,
one is it?
Now they got a fucking documentary or whatever. So it's like, you need to, why would I trust you?
Which one gets you the most money at this point?
Which is crazy because people like they watch the documentary and go like, he clearly did it. It's like we talking about the same motherfuckers that go back and forth or whatever and shit that say he did do it in court. By the way, on trial, he didn't do it. Now he does do it. Why would I feel sorry for these motherfuckers now? I don't. Whatever. They just trying to get some money. Collect your money. I don't give a shit, whatever. But don't sit over and waste my fucking time, whatever, and think I'm going to feel sympathy for your ass. I don't, whatever, and shit. Let that motherfucker moonwalk his dick out of you right now. Yeah. But Billie Jean. That was one of my favorite songs growing up. Because, as you know, I'm a dancer and shit. So I would dance my ass to that. And it just now took me about a year or two ago, whatever, I realized, like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then you look at the end of the video. Motherfucker just vanishes from that deck. I was like, turning the. I was like, this motherfucker.
But it's such an ironic video, too, because he danced his ass off the entire video. He's living on cloud nine. Yeah. He's shooting shit on those highlighted fucking cement shit. He was chilling.
With the sidewalk painting.
No, in that car. He's like, yeah, beat this bitch.
Ooh, Lord. She ain't getting none of this.
Billy who?
I don't know no Billy. Fuck that bitch. That ain't my kid.
That ain't called a lover. He had like no formal acknowledgement at all. She's just a girl.
And then he's got a detective following him the whole video and shit. Which, by the way, props to Michael Jackson because his videos, he actually tried to make like videos make sense.
Right.
Nowadays,
videos ain't make more sense back in the day.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. He made fucking movies and shit like that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You look at videos now, like, what the fuck this got to do? Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like,
and then we're page, what are you doing?
It's like videos today, they don't give a fuck. Like, which is crazy because like I know these videos cost money. Obviously,
they say the production value has to be way better nowadays, but they still don't make any fucking sense.
They don't make no goddamn sense. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm watching a video of two dudes and some chicks shaking their ass. And it's supposed to be about respect. What? I'm lost now. people even watch music videos today?
I don't think it's really like a thing like back in the day.
Yeah, like it used to be a thing back then. Yeah. Like, you know, because before the internet, we'd watch like MTV or BET or whatever shit.
I think it's still kind of, not as huge as it was. I think it's still kind of.
What the fuck is MTV still around for? They
didn't even show music. I haven't heard about MTV.
They didn't even show music. They didn't even show music no more. What the
fuck? That's not showing music. That was like 10 years ago. Yeah.
They show teen drama shows.
Yeah, teen drama and then the greasy hair motherfuckers.
Yeah, my white bitch got pregnant.
Yes. My teenage wife and all that shit.
Yeah, it's like, keep that bitch. I don't want her. She's a nasty bitch. So, my God. I love Billy G. That motherfucker. Yeah. He fucking moonwalking. Yeah.
He's ain't gonna get on. Yeah. Exactly what he got. I'm just here at the end of this fucking song.
Wasn't that the house of the Chuck E. Cheese fucked around?
Pretty sure.
And then the detective shows up and that motherfucker said, "Woo!" I was the detective looking like, where the fuck did he go? Michael.
Jesus said it slick, like he didn't make any big deal about it at all.
Like, Michael was batshit crazy, but he was a true black man at the end of the day. What shit? That motherfucker said, detective ain't gonna catch my ass. Shit. I love that fucking thing. Yeah, you know, in his video, he's stealing some bitch from some dude or whatever shit.
Yeah.
What was that video he did with Chris Tucker?
I'm about to say, what's that song?
I love that song. It's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. Rock With You?
Rock With You, yeah.
No, not Rock With You. Oh my God, it's not Rock With You was the one we were talking about earlier. Oh, why am I blanking on it? Oh, fuck.
Is this song not called Rock With You?
It is Rock With Something, but fuck. Hold on. I gotta look it up now.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah.
I love that fucking song.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, it was on that Invincible album. Yeah. And where people thought, like, oh, Michael lost it, whatever. Shit. It's like, yeah. He's still stealing people's bitches. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Same. Hold up. Let me. That hologram they did of Michael, by the way, when he did that last time after he died, I was like, God dang, Rock My World.
Rock My World. Rock My World, yeah.
Rock My World. So he had Chris Tucker in it. Chris Tucker's a huge Michael Jackson fan, by the way. It showed, because after he died, he did a tribute show, whatever, and he was like, how the fuck does Michael do this shit? Dancing and singing all goddamn day. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. And I think it's it. Hold on.
Gracious.
Sounds like a conversation with me and Cody. That being me.
Yes.
God damn, Cody. I was like that girl right there. Sounds like a normal day. What's wrong with this?
Should you just record yourself?
I think it might be.
That girl's fine, man. Look
at best intro ever. You sure that's not me?
Hey, man. I just like you.
Fine, she knows she's fine, too. She's off the hook.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's you. Yeah, she do look good.
I bet you can't nobody.
I never thought in life that you would be Michael Jackson.
Right.
Chris, I can get her. Can't get that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Cody, you can't get that girl. You can't get that girl. I hate you, nigga.
All right, Jamone.
Love it.
I love that kickoff beat, by the way. Whatever. He does this one dance move. I'll never fucking understand. I heard Mike, before he died, he had like these fucked up knees, whatever shit, from all these moves. And they showed like x-rays. I was like, oh my God. Oh, I see why his legs are all fucked up and shit. He does one dance move in there where he's going down the stairs and it's like his shoulders rocking back, but his like back is not even fucking moving yet. It looks like it is and shit. That motherfucker was a fiend. I had a friend who was a dancer. She was in that documentary he did. Or the, I think it was This Is Us or something like that.
This Is It.
This Is It, yeah. And they were doing like a little dance performance and stuff. She was like, Michael's very fucking strict. If you think he's nice on TV or whatever, he will get on your ass if you fuck up. He can spot a fuck up from a mile away, apparently, what she said or whatever. Sure. She was like, if you do the wrong leg, if it ain't gyrating the right motion or whatever, he will get on your ass or whatever. I was like, I don't know how I'd feel about that motherfucker yelling at me.
Yelling at Michael Jackson, you imagine that?
What the fuck are you doing? It's like that joke that Chris Tucker did on Def Comedy Jam. He's like, Michael is a pimp and shit. He's like, Tito, pull up. What is that bitch doing? Like if he was a pimp and shit like that. What the fuck is he doing? What the fuck are you doing? Bitch, you've been out here all day and all you can bring me is $100 bill? That's still one of the funniest fucking jokes I ever heard. Oh, man.
Hilarious.
I love that fucking joke, whatever. Let me see if I'm yeah, right here.
Trip, man. Whatever happened to pimps, man? What if Michael Jackson was a pimp? Should be him and Tito be riding around in a Cadillac and shit? Slow down, Tito. Slow down, Tito. Damn.
That's me and you.
Is that my hole with that sitting on the curb? Let me out. Come here. Girl.
Back in the Death Comedy Jam, you like funniest shit I've fucking ever heard of, whatever and stuff, you know.
Classic.
Back when comedy was just amazing, whatever. It was all over the damn place, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, you had Death Comedy Jam, Living Color, all this shit, just everything, whatever. It was all over the place. But yeah, so you get mad, you're getting yelled at by shit. You're like, wait a minute, he a pimp? Hold on. He's like, bitch, how many times I gotta tell you to get that fucking leg right? He might start cussing at you and shit.
I'll go home every day.
Confused.
Yeah, I just gotta get it up with Michael Jackson.
He called me a bitch.
Holy shit.
He called me a bitch in that melancholy voice.
Called me bitch made.
What the fuck? I don't even know how to feel. I love that video, though, that he did with Chris Tucker. That fucking song is fucking really good or whatever. But, yeah, so Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, though, man. I love it. But even in that video with the Chris Tucker one, straight up stole some mafia. He stole that mafia. It's like a little Spanish girl walks in, which I was looking at. I was like, damn, yeah. Him and Chris Tucker eating Chinese food and shit. I thought I was watching Rush Hour. I was like, what the fuck? Hold on. Where's Jackie Chan and shit? Hey, and Michael always wearing them gangster suits and shit. That's another thing, too. I mean, his brother had a song called Smooth Criminal. I was like, what was that brother doing?
Some shit.
Don't let that musical image fool you, whatever. That brother was up to some shit right there, whatever. And he wasn't touching no kids. That motherfucker was doing child labor, probably. Hey, kids, come on, play with it, quick. And then they got there to the house. Nigga, built that Ferris wheel.
Get your muscles in my glove, bitch.
Them socks better look fucking right. Shit. I'm gonna fucking tell your ass.
Find out that's what it was. Child labor.
It wasn't child molestation. It was child labor. Yes. Them kids were just too stupid to realize the difference. Whatever. It was just like, he made us work on his socks. It was like, what did he make you do? He watched us as we put rhinestones and diamonds in them, whatever and shit. We had to bathe the monkey 20 times a day or whatever and shit. You know, it's like fucking bubbles. And there was that one video in that documentary I did love, though. He was like, he brought the kids on stage, whatever, the dance and shit like that. Because he was, there was one kid that was really good. He knew that could dance and stuff. And he brought the other kids on stage to dance with him. And you can see Michael in the background. These kids are dancing bad. This is terrible. He rushes their ass off stage so fucking fast. It's fucking hilarious. He's just like, all right, kids, let's get off the stage. Shit. I laugh so fucking hard. I was just like, I bet that motherfucker was abusive as fuck. Yeah, I'd say I don't believe in any of the child station shit, but I was like, but this other shit, though, that people keep hitting at, as far as, like, him being abusive and shit, I was like, yeah, we need to look more into that shit right there, because I wonder how many people he didn't cuss off on set, whatever shit, because I remember there was a manager of his that said, Michael, this video's going to cost this, like, I think it was like $3 million some shit. He's like, that's crazy amount. He was like, I don't give a fuck. He was like, just make this goddamn video. Shit. I was like, I don't give a fuck. You just spend the goddamn money, whatever. Let's do it, shit. Damn. Let's fucking do it. It's like, Mike, we can't keep retaking this. It's called, because you know, when you do retakes and reshoots, it's called more money and shit.
Of course.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, shit. You better fucking do it right next time when I mistake that. So, fucking moonwalk left foot, right foot, heel, bitch. Heel, goddamn. You fucking doing it. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with Tito. Fucking don't fuck with me. I'll sick him. Jermaine will be right here. He'll get your ass too, whatever shit. He looking at his fucked up perm and shit. Shit, you want that perm done correctly, Tito? You fucking better get your ass over here. Michael was a true pimp at the end of the day. Come on, one glove.
Fine gangster.
Motherfucker was like Cap'n Crunch and shit in court cases and shit, whatever. I mean, come on, gloves on, diamond up and shit, whatever. He's like, look at this motherfucker.
Rubbing shades.
Cody, was he not dressed like a fucking pimp most of the fucking time? Like, what I doubt? This motherfucker, one glove, jackets with fucking badges and shit, man, on them.
He fucking owned the world at that point. Michael fucking Jackson. You gonna tell Michael Jackson what to do?
And then he tried to play this image up. It's just like, I'm innocent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Innocent. Yeah, we thought that same thing about Prince, too. Mm-hmm. That was a little short motherfucker, ruffles and shit. He ain't doing shit. Motherfucker fucking all the damn people he hired for all the damn people. It's just like, yeah, I only hire women to be my band or whatever. Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why. what are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, beer. Right, yeah. Let's get some beer, Cody. So this is a deadbeat episode.
Yes, deadbeat.
Deadbeat. Cody brought some deadbeat beer.
Yeah, and deadbeat beer.
Deadbeat whiskey.
Oh, shit. It's kind of Americanized, too. Yeah, so, yeah.
I feel like this some old-ass white dude named whiskey or whatever. Shit. So, yeah, it's deadbeat to the motherfucker. So, yeah.
All right, so the beer we're doing for the second part, is from El Segundo Brewing Company, which is no stranger to the show. We got plenty of on the show so far. This is the...
Probably the most.
Probably the most. I would say so.
Yeah. That was like monkish. Was that our first... The first episode was El Segundo. We've done one recently, too, whatever. Yep. Shit. Yeah, I would say this might beat Monkish. By like one or two.
Oh, you know, it's not some of my favorite brewery, so.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No.
You're lying. This
is a...
Michael Jackson Distillery. Did you drink that? You start seeing Killmonger in the sky. Yeah. Shit, go, the fuck did he do to me? He's smiling above. Whatever, yes. Shit. Killmonger's plan don't sound so bad nowadays, huh? T'Challa was in the wrong, clearly. I'm sorry, sir. Yes.
The Independent, which is a basic straight up West Coast IPA from El Segundo Brewing. They released this during the Memorial Day weekend a couple weeks back. It was canned on 5/26/20. And you hear this little statement there that says, America. See that right there?
I said, shoot black
people. I guess the same thing.
Yeah. Shoot black people.
So this comes in at, what is this? What's the AB? Yeah, I'm not just going to show where that
should be somewhere right there, right?
But,
on that strip.
Here it is.
Usually, where they fucking put it?
6.8%. That's what we're looking at. Yeah, so basically.
Usually, they put it on that fucking strip right there. Whatever. Yeah.
Usually do.
I got to ask whatever and shit. There's not a lot of black distillers for beer or whiskey, huh?
There's not a whole lot of black owned breweries or distillers. Yes, correct.
Or stores.
Or stores. Yes.
Oh.
They're out there, but they're few.
Not in California, right? Or not in our areas?
No. I think there's one in Inglewood. It was called.
Is it Driss?
Yeah, Driss. Okay. Driss Brewing.
Oof. I think we had some of that last week.
Fucking that name. I don't know why I call that shit Beard of Idris. I really don't
know. No, it's Beard of Idris.
I think we always talk shit about Idris Elba. Who's on the brain? I don't know.
People love him, Cody. We don't talk shit about him.
No, we talk shit about him.
We really don't. Best shit he's ever done was animated.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, voice work for.
Yeah, shit on your phone, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fine.
Okay, I was going to say, let me wipe that shit off. It's bothering me. It's bothering me. My PTSD, my OCD is kicking in. What's going on there? That smells like El Segundo. That smells like some stuff.
Right? Don't smell like El Segundo.
Yeah, that smell like El Segundo.
Yep. Probably smoke some dank ass shit. Yeah.
What is white people? Yeah, I gotta ask white people this. What is up with y'all smoking some dank ass shit in El Segundo? Like, it's always some dank ass. Some weak shit.
Beach.
White people in El Segundo, you need some black friends.
Yeah.
You really fucking do. Whatever.
It's not dank enough.
Yeah, you need to stop smoking that shit you get at Rite Aid for $5.99 in a box. And you need to start getting some real shit from from the entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, you upgrade from that Pineapple Express, baby. Which,
by the way, ain't that a bitch, though, if you were in jail right now for weed?
For real.
Like, ain't that a fucking bitch? Can you imagine?
I'm a job of selling plants.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's the biggest business. I don't really get that. How many weed-related deaths are there per year?
How many weed overdoses is there?
Or weed overdoses? That ain't even a fucking thing.
That's not a fucking thing, no. Oh. Shit, cigarettes kill your ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna say tobacco and alcohol. I love alcohol, but
let's be real about it.
How many alcohol-related deaths are there? Probably a fucking lot.
Cigarettes so dangerous, you ain't even gotta smoke that shit. Yeah. That shit kills your ass over there.
I don't see anything about marijuana leading to you beating your fucking spouse or some shit like that. That goes back, I don't hear about that shit.
That goes back to that government control shit about, like, you know, we didn't make it and we ain't making money off it. So, fuck them. Black and brown people ain't gonna make no money off it.
That's the biggest fucking question mark I will ever have.
Weed. Could you imagine if you're still in jail today?
That's some bullshit. I'd be mad as fuck.
And it shit's legal? Oh, without that, I'd be pissed or whatever. So, like, people that's, like, protesting and marching for, like, Black Lives Matter and shit, you need to get them brothers and sisters out of fucking jail right now, because that don't make no goddamn sense.
So, reopening cases and shit.
Dude,
reopen that motherfucker.
Reopen that motherfucker, because dude, who gives a shit, whatever, you know? That's what, wasn't Eric Garner the first brother that was killed in New York? Wasn't he killed for cigarettes?
Yeah, cigarettes.
He was selling cigarettes or some shit like that. Murder for cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Which
are illegal.
What the fuck?
Or illegal back then. Well, it's still illegal, but yeah.
What the fuck? You don't need no fucking license to sell fucking cigarettes, whatever, in stores and shit. I never heard about no cigarette license. Shit, a cigarette license? What the fuck is that? I never heard about that. That's some shit they make up on the spot, though. Exactly. Get your ass, whatever shit, because when you ain't got
You need a permit for that. What?
What? It just like goes back to that bitch that calls in on that little girl selling water. She's selling water. Well, water. Like, what? Your day must be really fucked up, Cody.
If you get mad at somebody selling water.
Water. Shit, if anything, I might ain't got no water in the house. Let me get some off you, real quick. How much you got, whatever shit. I'll buy your whole fucking case, whatever shit, because you know it's cheap. Yeah. You know it's fucking cheap. You're a little girl. You don't know nothing different about no money and shit. So, yeah, it kind of fucking irritates the shit out of me that brothers and sisters in fucking jail for fucking weed charges. Could you imagine being in jail, TV on, we just legalized weed or whatever. It's legalized, whatever. You still sitting in fucking jail? Can you imagine how pissed off you'd be? Fucking weed charges. What does weed do to you? Yeah, thank you. It makes you. It got three side effects: hungry, happy, sleepy.
Yeah.
Shit. Sometimes not even that order. Shit. You don't know what you might fucking do.
Depends what you smoke.
Yeah. Unless you're white.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is with white people and weed. They start seeing shit.
Well, that's all that shit lace. That.
Black people ain't gonna go that far. They're like, I just want
green stuff.
Yeah. What's the name of this shit?
Like, you want to lace with else? No, I'm good.
That's that Cat Williams joke. He was like, it's called Cryptocurrency Cutter. Like, he's like, what? I guess I spoke to him and shit, but like, white people, like, you hear that, man? He says kill four more people. Oh boy. It's like,
that's into it.
That's PCP.
That's that blue shit. Walter White was cooking.
That's that blue meth. Yeah. Shit. Why do you think he never got high in his own supply?
Exactly. He's trying to sell that shit continuously. He started smoking that shit. That's the business is done. That's it, son.
Wow. This shit smells good, by the way.
Smells good, yeah.
It's got that average
It smells like weed.
It smells like El Segundo.
Yeah.
I got a buddy that lives in El Segundo. Trust me. I go there a lot. It
smells a lot like weed.
It smells like El Segundo and every shit. There was this one time I went to El Segundo. Went to all those brewery spots where they're
there. Yeah.
I love that little spot they come with. The thing on your wrist and shit. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Brew.
I always forget the name of the place, whatever and shit.
Report or something like
that. That's the one thing about bars and shit. You gotta put a big ass highlight sign on there. You never know the name of this motherfucker.
I've never been to that place. Shocking me enough.
You told me that. You've never been in there. Yeah. You put a little badge on or a wristband. You get a tray.
Yeah, he's like scanner, whatever. You pour whatever.
Mm-hmm. You get to pour whatever and shit. That's a cool ass concept. What a cool ass bar.
Easy.
We ended the night at El Segundo. Well, then we went back to my buddy's studio because they got a production studio over there. We started drinking like crazy, playing shots and shit like that. And I was like, I'm perfectly fine. And I was losing the game we was playing too. I was like, I want to take that shot. What the fuck is in there? and that's when they got me all paranoid. You don't want to fuck with them El Segundo cops. I was like, what?
Tell me this now.
They was like, park the car and the fucking, because they're production company. They got like garage and shit. They was like, park it here. Uber back home. I was like, back when I was living in downtown, I was like, oh, I'm good. I can drive. Shit, I'm perfectly fine. Whatever shit. Like, nah. I'm the only black guy there too, by the way. So I was just like, they're like, nah.
They do.
You need to just get in the Uber with us. I don't want you fucking. I was like, what the fuck do the fucking cop that? So I didn't fucking listen. I said, I'm not listening now. You're fucking scared. You trying to creep me out? I get what you're saying. Whatever. I'm getting my car. I got in that car. I started driving. I drive like 2 minutes. Cops got one road blocked off. What the fuck going on here? Hold on right now. I'm
you turn around.
Quick as you turn. I go down this residential area. cops got this, bro. What the fuck? Hold on. Like, what? They start getting in my head now. It's like, nah, brother. This is, no. I go down one more road. I swear, I fucking kid you not. Cops block that road off. What the fuck going on right now? Mind you, I'm not drunk, but I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. All I got to do is put a fucking breathalyzer on my ass. That's it. I've been drinking beer. Mm-hmm. We started off getting something to eat because we do a little Christmas thing. We all get together and shit, get a little Christmas dinner and shit, and then we just hit these breweries up, get some beer or something like that. I had at least about, like, maybe 7 beers at this point, whatever and shit. Not to mention all the goddamn shots I had back in the studio. So, you know, I'm like, I'm paranoid. I took the longest fucking way. It took me. That was going up from downtown Long Beach. How long do you think that drive is regularly? 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15, 20.
20 most, minutes, whatever, yeah. Most. That shit took me like an hour.
Damn.
Put that fucking radar on, whatever. You're like, and listen out these motherfuckers, whatever shit. What my black ass do? Parked the car, got back to Long Beach. Did you get a text? You at home? You made it home? Yeah, we in downtown Long Beach now, drinking still. I'll meet you over there. I'll walk over there. low battery. All right, let's put you on the charge now. Get on the charger.
Motherfucker in there.
Get up on there. So,
problems.
Yeah. I don't want no fucking problem shit.
So other than the weed, what do you get into the aroma?
You don't want any beef?
You don't want no beef?
Want no beef?
Want no beef?
Oh. God damn. Fire that motherfucker. Oh, he already is. Okay.
After with the shit you told me last week, I'm surprised we ain't get an uncut version of this motherfucker. Don't speak too soon.
Do you really want to watch that?
Hell no, you want to. You don't speak too soon. I'm saying it might happen. I ain't gonna watch it.
That scene longer as fuck. The one in the plug.
Hell if I know. Yeah. I was gonna say more of that performance. I need to see that shit.
Yeah.
I know. A lot left on the cutting room floor. Oh shit. You really think I want to see that shit?
There's a reason why studios sometimes cut shit out.
Yeah.
It sucked. It didn't add to the story.
Like that bad resume. Oh, this shit is worse.
Yeah, I see why this was cut out. It make no goddamn sense. So,
right.
So, it's got a little bit of funk to it, you know?
Super dank. Little
dank, that's the word. Yeah, dank. Yes.
Dank.
Yeah. Look at your eyes and the Tony Stark glasses and shit. Edith, I'm sorry. That's where that kid gave it away, that fucking villain. Yeah. That's why you don't give power to kids.
People said it was a fucking circle. Plot hole. Why would you do that?
Why is that a plot hole? What the fuck? Never mind.
I was like, plot hole, fucking trends, I guess.
Still, shit, it's just stupid. That don't make no goddamn sense, whatever shit. I don't think people know the definition of things. It's like all lives matter. They don't know the definition of things. Yes, this.
We got a little fruit carrot in the background, but that dangness is overpowering.
The dangness is overpowering because at first I was like thinking,
why do you smell some tropical fruit?
I was going to say, is that tropical? Yeah. I can't tell.
It's in the background. It's really, it's very, pretty deeply, but yeah, it's there.
Everything is kind of light. The dank takes over.
Yeah, so dankness, tropical fruit in the back. That's what you want to get.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go for the taste. It's good.
Easy.
Something on that finish. It's not tropical. I can't put my finger on it. God, that's gonna eat me up now. Mm. Hold on, let me take more sip. Maybe it'll just come in.
Yeah, I like it. It's super clean.
Very clean. That's the one thing about this week. Everything's clean.
Everything's clean.
Yeah, we sanitized everything.
Nice balance, the hops, the bitterness, and the more fruity characteristics.
Sanitized everything. We everything's clean.
A whole lot of malt. It's probably there. Just going through the balance.
I will say, if there is malt, it's just balancing it out then. Because
yeah, this is just easy.
Very easy.
Yeah. So easy. It's almost like a lager in a way, but it's not quite a lager. You know what I mean?
It's there. Yeah. I'm not really getting any other flavors or anything like that. Mm. It's not bitter.
No.
It's not rough.
No.
It's clean.
Yeah, tinge of the free hop character.
It's smooth.
It's there. It makes its presence known and it's gone. Finish doesn't linger too much.
It's like Michael Jackson, that detective.
Not really dry.
Yeah.
Not really dry.
He's there, but, you know, he vanished. You couldn't catch him.
Mouth feels on the wider side of medium.
Mm-hmm.
Not too heavy.
It's the lightest El Segundo I've had.
I like it.
It's decent.
It's good.
It's fine.
Inoffensive.
You know what is offensive, though? It's Coors.
Yes.
Very offensive. Coors Live don't matter.
Which you know, this is a show back in the day, but you got bit.
Yeah,
fuck you guys.
Yeah, it tastes like shit.
Yeah. I don't sacrifice for no reason.
I don't even know what's worse, Corona or that.
Shit.
What was that Corona? That was a Corona Light, wasn't it?
A Corona Light.
Yeah, you can suck my dick.
That'd be very Corona. Yeah, Corona Light.
We gotta do that again, though, one day. I swear. We just gotta do it one day. But not. What was. Oh, I guess Budweiser and Budweiser.
You gotta pay for that. You gotta pay for that. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think. I can get that Glenmorangie 12 out. Actually, no, that Glenmorangie 12 tastes way better than that shit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I can give you that Jack Daniel's honey again.
Or give you that, what's he got on Halloween? What was that shit?
The Slaughterhouse.
Oh, God.
That was the day when my landlord tried to fuck me. tried to fuck me, remember?
That was Halloween.
Yeah, he tried to fuck me, which I should have kept the recording on, whatever, so I just kept going, whatever. And I was just like, oh, yeah, get the fuck off my doorstep now, bitch. You gotta put a notice in, bitch. I didn't put a fucking notice in.
What?
You can suck my dick is what you can do.
Fuck.
Yeah. You remember when I showed him that email? And he was just like, I gotta go check. Who you gotta go check with? You just tried to fuck me, didn't you? I love it too because all of a sudden, how did he know I was moving then if he didn't see that email? Because remember, he came to the door knocking on it. He was like, are you moving today or whatever? How would you know that? If you didn't see that email, because that was the last email I sent you, so clearly you knew I was moving. I didn't have a U-Haul truck pop up or whatever and shit, and when I was moving shit, it was like in the middle of the night or whatever and shit, like with my buddy's truck, so you tried to fuck me is what you did. Like, he literally tried to fuck me, like, right there in person and shit. I'm glad you were there to witness that, Cody.
Oh, I saw it. Saw the whole thing. Heard the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you read the email.
I read the email.
Yeah. He even said, I'm handing him my keys and stuff and moving out this day, whatever and shit. Yep. He was trying to say, oh, you got to give a 30-day notice. I was like,
time stamp and everything.
I was like, I gave more than 30-day notice. Shit. I gave a 60-day fucking day notice, whatever. I haven't told you this shit.
You said, you know, what, August or something like that?
I told him in September, before Labor Day. It was right before Labor Day and shit. And I was like, look at the date on that shit. I didn't move out till November. We in October recording this, whatever and shit. I still had that place for like another few days, whatever shit. Cause we didn't do that before Halloween. We did like a week before Halloween. Shit. I was like, I still got this place for a fucking week. That was my last day. I was staying in this motherfucker though, cause I didn't have no furniture. So what the fuck was I gonna sleep on? Something like that. So I was like, get the fuck out of here, shit. I was thinking of hosting a party in there and shit, but I was like, I mean, I gotta bring all that alcohol back. I was like, you know how hard it is to transfer fucking
a lot of glass.
Man.
A lot of glass. Remember that one issue you had? Remember trying to carry those bottles?
Oh, yeah. My shoulder went out on me. It was like,
shoulder up.
Oh. It's like, what? Yeah, like, damn, bro. Shit. Hold on. Shit. Cody, you need to leave. I need to go. Shit. I need to go find out what's going on. I need to go invest. Investigate. Yeah, my shoulder went out. That shit freaked me the fuck out. Dude, when I turned 32, I fucking rolled over in bed. My fucking knee hurt for a moment. I was just like, the fuck was that?
Where are we?
I was like, what the fuck was that shit? I thought at first, I was like, holy shit, did I lay on it wrong or something? I was like, oh, hell no. Shit, no. We can't have this now. Come on now, knee. Let's get your ass up now. We got a long day to get. And knee said, what the fuck we doing today? Playing games.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and play games, whatever. So, yeah. By the way, did you see that Dave Chappelle thing?
I did. 846.
846. Yeah. I always keep forgetting the name of it. I don't know how, whatever.
Powerful stuff.
That was some powerful shit right there. That was fucking beautiful. I thought it was just. I really want to talk about that right now.
I wonder, where do you record that shit, though?
I was just about to ask you. That's exactly why I want to tell you this right now.
Like, it's a random comedy club. They got this shit going on.
My brother said yesterday that was an outside stage or whatever shit. Yeah, I saw at the beginning of the video they had like some outstage shit, like a little setup. But when he was recording, it looked like it was inside. If that was an outside stage, or that looked gorgeous as fuck.
Well, I said, who got the invite to that shit? So like,
and what I really want to talk about is going forward. Now you saw how the chairs were set up. It was two seats near each other, and then you'd have to go, like, fucking...
That's how most bars are now.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, I know one bar I used to freak all the time. Certainly the scene of it. That's what they have said. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That bar I told you about, George's Lounge or whatever, in Redondo, they took the tables out and shit like that.
And you have the big-ass glass with the bars that you order?
I did see, I think it was something in L.A. I saw a photo of that, wherever, like, the glasses and shit around. I was like... I don't think that glass don't help, but okay. I mean, germs fly.
Yeah, under.
Whatever.
Hey, what makes you feel safe?
Whatever. Whatever pronoun makes
you feel safe. It's all seagull shit.
Yeah, but that Dave Chappelle thing, man, wasn't even a comedy.
It was
not comedy. He did have some pussy jokes. He didn't tell him, though. But it was just anger.
Oh, what?
It was anger, frustration.
You feel it.
You feel every moment of it, too, whatever, you know? And it was in his hometown, not his hometown, but the city he lives in, I guess, whatever, Ohio, where he had all people come out and shit, which I was looking at that setting more than anything. I was like, that's going to be the norm going forward, huh? Them two chairs next to each other.
Yeah.
And spaced out like a motherfucker, whatever, and shit. I was like, that right there, automatic, because that was the opening of the thing. I just looked at that and was going like, wow, that is really going to be the fucking normal going forward for...
We'll ever get a vaccine.
Well, if we even know, whatever. Yeah.
At least another year, I would assume.
Yeah, and then, you know, it just hit me more because, you know, going to the store, and they had any gloves, and I see everything with gloves and masks, and I'm just like, man, you know, I feel like I'm back in Japan or Shanghai and shit like that, or when I was in Taiwan, or whatever, I'm just like, and it's funny because we used to make fun of them and shit. Not we, me and you, shit. We never made fun of that. Mm-hmm. We know and understand why they're wearing that shit because America nuked them and fuck the air up and shit. But we don't talk about that neither, though.
That's the past, man.
We don't ever talk about the fuck-ups we do. And I noticed that about this country or whatever. So, and I know this country used to make fun of them. Look at them with their masks. That's just weird. Why would they? Or when, you know, Asian people.
She's wearing a mask. It's fucking weird.
Weirdo. Or when Asian people would wear them over here and shit. Because they just got so used to them. They'd wear them over here. And we look at it now. And you're like, the span is like, we wearing them now. That's us now.
Yep.
That's going to be the rhetoric going forward for, shit, a while.
Long time.
Yeah, so.
Many moons.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this stand-up show, and I'm going like, wow, that's going to be the norm going to stand-up shows now. You're going to be laughing from a distance and shit, 6 feet apart. There's no more separating the financial code, because, you know, they had that bottom floor shit, GA level, VIP, whatever and shit. It's like, nah, we all GA levels.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, we all 6 feet away and shit. But that Chappelle thing, man, that was 8:46, wasn't it?
8:46.
I don't know why I keep forgetting that, whatever shit, because that's how long George Floyd was alive for when this knee. The most arrogant fucking thing about the whole thing, whatever, this motherfucker.
Well, he didn't even lie that whole time.
Yeah, this motherfucker stuck his fucking.
I think he died around like 5 minute mark?
5 minute mark, yeah. Sticks his hands in his pockets. Then Chappelle brings that up. That's the thing about the photos and images, whatever. This motherfucker's hands in his pocket, they do it. Not a care in the world look on his face and shit like that. I'm just like, wow.
Look at the camera.
Look at the camera. Like, yeah. Hitler. Yeah. You can call him that piece of shit wherever he's out.
Fuck the mother cops too, man. Fuck. Especially that dude just sitting there looking with his hands on his belt and shit.
And that's the thing, too, that Dave brings up in that show when he talks about Eric Garner.
Fuck them.
He talks about Eric Garner and how he was choked out and how he couldn't breathe and how no other cop. Like, decide, hey, get this mother. This dude is, why are you manhandling for cigarettes and shit like that, like this, whatever? You know, and then saying, oh, he's resist. No, he wasn't.
Fucking soldiers you get to be to not even have an inkling of a thought to it. Maybe I should stop this.
Mm-hmm. There was a report years ago, not that long ago, though, of a black woman stopping a cop like that. She got fired. It was on camera. She tried to stop it. She got fired and lost her pension. Time refunds, everything's gone, whatever shit. That case just reopened to get her pension back and shit like that, whatever. I was like, give that woman every goddamn thing. So that just goes to tell you, if that ain't racist, it's just the protection of the fucking police or whatever against killing motherfuckers or whatever.
It's so fucked, man. It's just, I can't help but laugh sometimes about how just fucked up.
What else could you do?
It's just like, wait, what? Yeah, what can I do? I can't respond.
I mean, you sitting there and you listening to, because that Dave Chappelle thing was 27 minutes long or whatever. Yeah. About 28 minutes, 27 minutes from cent change or whatever. You watching that thing going like, all these things he's mentioning or whatever, and you just going like, Jesus Christ. And you hear it too. He stands up, he's angry or whatever and shit. This ain't the normal Dave Chappelle we know or whatever.
Yeah.
Calling people out and stuff, he's making fun of it, and cussing them out damn near or whatever shit. And it's just like, yeah. And all the shit he brought up was like, in like, not even a decade time span too. I thought it was the most powerful fucking performance I think I've seen since COVID kicked in, probably out of my life, to be honest, or whatever shit, because it's like, this was more important than any other comedy thing I could have seen. Yeah. And then I love how they shot the camera in the audience. They're sitting there listening. They're observing. These are citizens. He brings up things that goes on in his hometown, which I'm sure if me and you ever done something like that, we can tell fucking stories of a whole goddamn show of things that go on in our home fucking towns that we see or whatever shit. We live in fucking L.A. of all goddamn places or whatever shit. There's shit that goes on in this town every fucking day or whatever and shit. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous, the shit that goes on in this town or whatever when it comes to police brutality, black lives, or anything like that. It's a daily thing. You know, shit. You know, you've lived all over L.A. You lived in the Valley, the fucking Culver City and shit like that. I mean, you alone, whatever and shit. I know you got some stories, whatever and shit. You never had a platform to tell those stories because you never been on a platform to have to share those stories, whatever and shit, you know. I've lived in fucking Compton, Long Beach, whatever shit. You know, I've stayed on this side of town, whatever shit. I'm here, I've seen these stores, I've been in these stores, and I'm just looking at it going like, this is a countrywide thing. It ain't just Compton, L.A., or whatever, and stuff like that. You know, he's in fucking Ohio, or whatever, and he's telling these stories and shit, and you just listening and going like, you know, and his ending with, you know, I love you all, whatever, and shit like that, and tells him, and he's like sitting there going like, people are going to listen to this, and it's just going to float over their fucking heads in a week or two, whatever, and shit, yep. You know?
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was always thinking, like, who in the audience came in looking for, like a comedy show?
Yeah.
They left looking
like, I mean, you watched it thinking it was going to get a comedy show. It was a fan. What is
this? I want to watch this.
It's crazy because you can get the numbers of ratings for shows, like the demographic. You can get demographics. Like, it's crazy because me and Cody was talking about before we recorded about demographics of our show. And I was like, I don't know that shit. I don't know women, men, black, white, or anything like that. I was like, they don't tell me that shit. But, like, for, like, TV shows, for some reason, they can get demographics of women, men. I don't know if that shit's fake or what. I never still understood the demographics of things, whatever shit. And I've worked in Hollywood for fucking since 2012. I've worked a long fucking time now, and I still don't understand demographics of things. And sitting there and going like, I wonder how many demographics shut that shit off. I guess because that shit would air everywhere. I was on Netflix mainly, YouTube. Dave Chappelle's Instagram page. Some people were posted on their Instagram page, whatever. But I'm just curious as to how many people shut it off. Because some shows, some people can't get the demographic for what was turned off in the third hour, or second hour, or whatever it may be and shit.
Yeah, no, YouTube definitely has that algorithm.
Yeah, I bet they'll never release that algorithm. Yeah. Especially with YouTube's fucking strict-ass rules and shit like that.
Yeah, they're motherfuckers.
But no, I really, I watched that thing 3 times. It's 30 minutes, 27 minutes, like I said, whatever. It's really quick and easy. I've had it on the background. I watched it on Instagram in 2 parts. I watched it on YouTube. I guess I watched it 4 times, whatever. I watched it on Netflix as well, too. I'm sitting there, and when I was watching the background, editing our second show, to be honest, too, that we did last week, or not even editing, just uploading. I'm just going like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. The more and more I hear these lists of names and shit like that, I'm just like, why are people not baffled? Like, I know people are pissed about it or whatever shit, but pissed is one thing compared to another and shit. We're sitting here in a time where it's just like, this list goes on to a second page or whatever and shit. You know how much, you remember back in school, college, high school, whatever, you had to write these pages or whatever and shit, and you'd be like, I gotta do a 15-page paper? Oh, fuck me in the ass, whatever shit. That's what sentences. We listed names on one page or whatever shit. Names is 3 rows, and it goes to a second page, whatever shit. And you want to sit up here and tell me this is a conspiracy theory? Oh, man, you know, white people get murdered more than black people do. You're missing the fucking point here. It's not about the murdering. It's the murdering about, like, this brother got killed for cigarettes. This brother was killed for a fake $50 bill or whatever shit. It's the carelessness, the pointlessness. It's everything that's all in this one tube right here. And you just sitting there just like, ah, it's not a big deal. Oh, man, I love
how you just shit on Candace Owens.
Why is Dave Chappelle so angry? Why is he so angry? I want to hear jokes. I don't want to hear it. But what do you mean why he's so fucking angry? That's why which, like I said, I may not be looting, but I understand.
Yeah.
Why don't you understand? How could you not understand? The looting is out of fucking anger right here. It's like, how could you not be angry?
We brought the greatest point. We brought the Chris Dorner story.
That Chris Dorner story is like motherfucker, whatever yeah. shit. Yeah. And he went into full detail on that.
He killed one of them. They brought out the entire force. And that bad. But how, well, now they killed one.
Mm-hmm.
And we got fed up. What happened?
Yeah.
Brought the entire fucking force.
Yeah.
So it's like,
look at it now. How many phone messages did you get?
I remember that Chris Dorner story too.
That Chris Dorner story is like shit. Fucking last year. In our mind, whatever the way that shit. Yeah, that shit was the wildest thing we've ever fucking heard almost. Especially in, look, we're in our 30s to late 20s, whatever shit.
What, so, like 2013?
2013, that's right. For us, compared to our parents and shit, what they've heard, we're way wilder shit than we have. For us hearing that kind of shit, that's like the wildest shit we've ever gone hear or whatever. Like, ever gonna hear shit. By the time me and you get to our 40s and 50s, whatever shit, you gonna get your nigga. Yeah, man, there's that, whatever shit. We made it to 40, 50. Cause that's why we drink. Yeah. I can only fucking imagine the stories we're gonna hear then. So, you know, you got this whole combustion going on here, and you wondering why people are fucking angry. You really wonder why fucking people are angry. I'll tell you why they're fucking angry. They're fed up. They're tired of the justice system. Tired. People talking about, oh, they got it on camera now. The courts are gonna handle it. The courts don't handle shit. Let me tell you a story. Back in 2017, there was a kid, a disabled kid, that black kid in Idaho. He had three dudes on a fucking public school campus boot a hanger up his ass.
I remember telling him about it before.
They booted a hanger up his ass and then tagged the word nigger on him and said, nigger, get out of our country. The family took their... These are grown adults. You're 19 years old. That's a grown adult. This is a fucking 13-year-old boy or whatever, shit like that. And a disabled kid at that, whatever. Come on now. You can't even sit up here and tell me that racism is going to end because of protests now. If you got the fucking ball to attack a disabled black kid, my God, you have no fucking soul or humanity or whatsoever. Nonetheless, whatever, shit.
And you got to think about it. They're 19, so they should... You think they would know better?
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I did a lot of stupid shit at 19.
So
never that or extreme.
It's like you're still growing up, but you should know a lot of shit by that point. You know what I mean?
Get out of my town, nigger, and shit like that. Oh, like, by the way, on the middle school campus that he was attending too, that tells you some shit right there.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was all the officials and shit like that? This kid, they fucking punted a fucking hanger up his ass. I'm talking about asshole, like a fucking football, dude. The parents just wanted justice. They took the fucking grown-ass men, not kids, all three of them, to fucking court for a sexual assault. Because that's what the fuck it is. The only people that say, oh, men can't be sexually assaulted, that kid was fucking sexually assaulted.
Yeah, I'll call it attempted murder.
I would damn near call that shit, too, especially if he's disabled. They didn't say what kind of disability he had. They just said he was disabled.
Yeah,
you don't know what the fuck disabled.
Fuck,
and the judge said that's not sexual. They let these fucking grown-ass men get off the fucking... These kids, these dudes are still walking the fucking streets of Idaho today. And you want to sit up here and tell me you can end fucking racism or why are these people so fucking angry? Cody, you got a 13-year-old, you don't have any kids. You got a 13-year-old and you see three kids stick a fucking hanger up his ass, you want their fucking heads. If you don't want their fucking heads, I don't even know how you could be a parent. Yeah. Because if I saw my kid, who was disabled?
Could you imagine? Disabled on top of that.
You already struggling.
Yeah.
Because a disabled kid is hard enough to raise, whatever and shit like that. Disabled and black kid, though? Imagine if the fucker was gay too, because you know they love to get that trifecta in there or whatever shit. That kid, you gotta explain to this kid the world how it works with whatever shit just to protect himself, whatever. And he don't know no difference.
Oh well, yeah, I'm definitely gonna throw him off of his head.
I want the fucker's head,
yeah.
And I'm taking him to the bar, I'm taking him to the bar, and I'm saying, get me a whiskey on the rocks, and get my friends here a scotch and soda. It's like, this is just heads, they want a scotch and soda.
Oh yeah.
And you think you're gonna
scorch earth policy at that point?
and you think you're going to end racism with a protest or some petitions or anything like that or some posts on social media, they stuck a fucking hanger up this kid's ass, Cody. They stuck a kid, and they in the family, they did the right thing. They took them people to fucking court, and what did the courts do? They spit in their fucking face, whatever shit. Why the fuck would black people believe in justice after that? Why? Why would they? It's like, y'all letting people get assaulted here and shit like that. I don't believe in this shit. I don't give a fuck about it neither. But I know people are tired of hearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about this shit.
It's 4 episodes now.
Ain't shit over?
No, it's never over. You never know when Cody could leave here and get shot by a police officer or something like that. Shit. I remember back in 2014, me and him had fear of this shit. We was like, fuck, dude, I don't even want to drive. Shit. It was like, hell no, shit. My ex had to fucking come. She was like, you afraid? I was like, hell yeah, I'm afraid.
And we got an extra bad, too. Black, we got to worry about it. Not only do I have to worry about the cops, we got to worry about the COVID shit, too.
Yeah.
So we got two things we got to worry about.
And you got to worry about the fucking anti-BLM people and shit, because they get fucking aggressive. You see that lady, she's like all up in your face and shit like that, and it's like, look, if I hit this bitch.
That South Park game, so relevant right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's why I don't know why people was offended by that shit, because it was like, that's the realest shit you'll ever see.
Oh, yeah. They know what they were doing.
They
know what's up.
It's honest.
They know what's up. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they fucking know. They've been knowing.
They're both Jewish people?
They're both Jewish.
Yeah, they're both
Jewish. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if one or two, whatever.
I don't know who Matt Stone is.
Yeah, Matt Stone is whatever shit. Yeah, either way, two white dudes, one of them, or two, both of them may be Jewish people, whatever. So they know what's up. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the streets know. Like Dave Chappelle said, the streets fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know what fucking bunker you living in. But this shit is out there, and this shit is wild as fucking crazy, whatever shit. And you can get tired of it, but like we constantly said, we black. We always tired.
Tired, we gotta do this shit every fucking day.
Yeah.
Every time I wake up, every time I leave the house.
Damn, could today be the every time you get pulled over?
Could I be today?
Get shot. Shit. Let's get to the whiskey.
All right. This is
Henry McKenna. 10-year-old bottle in the bond.
Ooh.
Whiskey of the year.
I like 10 years. We don't drink a lot of 10 years.
Yes. This is a
whiskey of the year, you say?
Whiskey of the year.
Oh, okay.
This is the one that Jim Murray fucked up.
Oh, you can friend Jim Murray.
Jim Murray. My buddy Jim Murray.
You know what? Because of everybody supporting black people, maybe they'll make me the new Jim Murray. Maybe you'll see me next year for whiskey of the year, Cody.
Will be that?
No. I'll get, because everything will be cataloged. Yeah.
Switch it up. I can't. Cataloged is too fucking good.
The pork cast this year. The Finn Ho this year. What do y'all want from me? God damn it. It's always good or whatever. I really think his theory, though, is he's targeting cheap bottles and making them whiskey of the year. Because they raised the fucking price on
me. If I'm not mistaken, this was the same motherfucker that had a Crown Royal bottle on his like Whiskey of the Year list.
Yes. Which, by the way, is the only bottle that didn't go up.
Because
he's in a roll right now with like cheap $30 bottles that shot up now to $100 bottles.
The day a store has a store pick of Crown Royal.
I've never seen that.
Talk to me.
You know what? I'll do that.
I would love to see what that tastes like.
They've never had a fucking Jesus Christ. What does that tell
you? Crown Royale store. Could you imagine that shit?
I'll do that then.
Double up Crown Royale.
Where's that barrel at? I gotta tell you, after eating them wings at Berkshire House. I never want a fucking maple type tasting fucking whiskey.
What are they doing right now?
Shitty problem. I would hope. So, whiskey of the year. I used to see this on shelves of Total Wine. $28.
That specific bottle.
Yeah, this specific bottle. This 10-year-old bottle of Lamont. On the shelf. $28. I remember when it won Whiskey of the Year. I remember. And
I'm still repping the whiskey game.
I'm still
a noob.
Yes.
If you will.
Yes.
I thought 10-year-old people go crazy with this shit because it's such a rare year.
Yes.
Just do 10-year-olds. You see 12, 15, 18, all fucking time.
10-year-olds should be regularly $15. In that range.
But I thought she was so crazy with shit. Oh, a 10-year-old gotta have this shit.
Especially for bourbon. It should not be no higher, whatever. Bourbon age statement bottles, whatever shit, especially when you get the 10-year-old, they should not be no higher than $60, whatever shit. $28 was this. I remember I used to go to
$20.
I used to go to Total Wine. I remember seeing this. I go like $28. I remember when it won whiskey of the year. I said, I should buy that whole fucking box right there. Because I was like, I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't wanna do that. A week later. You know this is an allocated bottle now. If you don't know what allocated is, whatever, when it comes to whiskey and shit, allocated is, that shit ain't on shelves no more.
They buy it by the case, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only that, the price. I went
$50?
That's $150. So we're talking about $28 bottle. I went to a store a few months ago, maybe last September. This motherfucker had this shit on his shelf in Redondo Beach. $89. I've seen some people say $150.
Yeah, well, that's terrible.
No, fuck that, it is.
But, I mean,
you got a $30 bottle. Shit.
I was expecting worse.
I got this one for $27.
Well, we get $28, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna spend some fucking
$150? No.
Yeah, exactly. When you get $20, hell no, whatever shit. So, every time I see it now, it's always on the shelf. $120, $129.
The whiskey and shoe games are so similar.
Oh, yeah. That's why when I watched that Jeff Goldblum shit with the shoot episode here.
These.
I looked at it. I said that Jeff Goldblum show. I was like, I understand.
I had to wait for these. I bought these $40 above retail, which is actually not bad.
That's a damn shame. Man. When you got to say it ain't bad. that's the name of one of that's going to be our store pick for the last drop.
Ain't bad.
The last drop store pick. It ain't bad. So, $28. And it ain't even worth more than that. I'm dead right now. I think nowadays, in 2020, 2019, whatever, my thing is, if it ain't retail price, I won't fucking buy it. And that's the same thing with this one. I will not pay for it. Now, this is decent. It ain't worth more than $30. They're fucking right now. So, I wouldn't even pay $40. You can suck my dick, whatever. When I see that price, I go like, you blow me. And Total Wine just raised it because they released their little allocated bottles. It went up to $45. I was just like, you can fucking blow me.
Not happening.
No, it ain't happening. No, hell no. You better give me that $28 for that shit. Fuck that shit. That's why when I see Weller Special Reserve, that's usually MSRP $27, and you charge me $60 for it.
Hey.
Yeah, you can get this cum stain for you, whatever, because you damn sure ain't getting my money, bitch. So.
Make fair points.
So. Once again, I'll say this before I say it again. There's too much goddamn bourbon out there to be spending over retail for a motherfucker. Okay?
Of course, this is just hyped up shit.
Thank you. Because Jim Murray decided.
As decent as it might be, still hyped.
Because Jim Murray decided.
That's whiskey, yeah. Also, Jim Murray's a problem.
It's Jim Murray.
Jim Murray.
It's Jim Murray.
He needs to shut his fucking mouth.
But I noticed.
He's still.
Because the year before that, he did 1792 foolproof. That's why that shot up and like, that used to be $50. If you find a foolproof that's not a store pick, that shit ain't no $50 no more or whatever. That's just $112 now.
You gotta have a Tommy Jim Murray.
You gotta have a fucking bullet, dude. I would love to fucking have his old ass, whatever shit. You know he's bought. Without a fucking
doubt. Has to be, right?
Oh, he's fucking bought, whatever shit. He's like, look. He's the reason why, if you see Patty Ann Weagle or something like that, why it's in the $1,000 rate, he's the fucking reason why.
So he's the reason I never tried a shot at Patty, right?
Yes. Because Patty back in the day, people don't notice, you can get a 15-year-old for fucking $110.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, now the shit's like $1,000-something, whatever shit. Thank you, Jim Murray. Fuck that motherfucker. I used to look at him back in the day, like, man, I'd love to have this job. Nah, fuck him. He can suck a dick now. Because once he
probably still have the job. He's going to be...
I would, yeah.
He's going to be, like, a dick about it.
Yeah, because...
Trying to raise shit that should be raised.
Without a doubt, whatever shit. And, you know, whatever stores try to raise... Because I always hear stories like, oh, if stores choose this price, that's their prerogative. If you like being fucked over by stores, then sure. Whatever may be the case. I don't like being fucked over by stores.
No.
I don't like buying a bottle one day for $100 and then seeing another store the next day. Shit's only $45? Oh, hell no. Because you know it ain't no return value on these goddamn bottles. You can't return no fucking bottle of liquor. Have you ever heard of some shit like that?
Hell no.
Have you ever? I've never seen no shit like that. Like, hey, I bought this yesterday. I'd like to return this, by the way. What's your layaway policy? No, that didn't happen. So we got here in Canada. Let's go ahead and pour this. We've never had this on the show. Whiskey of the year, guys. Whiskey of the year. Bottled and bond, 10-year-old.
I see.
Yeah. Which, once again, I'll go on the record and say, because people think I'm talking shit about this.
It's bad. It's the same little price.
It's fine. And I'm just saying, people are in the industry are full of shit. So, and that's our job here in the Last Shot. We call people out. Mm-hmm. You get that vanilla. Get that strong sense.
Always get that ocean breezy
sort of
thing with these
bottle and bond bottles.
Yeah, it's bourbon.
Okay. Yeah, he always raises prices on bourbon. That piece of shit, Jim Murray. He probably listened to it going, I don't know.
Yeah, it smells really good.
Fucking BLM. Yeah. Smells really good.
Yeah, really good.
It's really good.
Get a little spice in there.
Get that spice and get that alcohol percentage. I mean, it's there. Everything's there.
Yeah, hey, it's like 2 years. It's there.
Yeah, it's a 100 proof. I think it's like 50% alcohol or whatever. Might be a little bit higher. Actually, that's right. Yeah, 50% alcohol, 100 proof. Barrel number 6,876. Bottled, barrel number 52909.
I think you get a little apple.
Parish apple.
Apple pear, yeah.
Yeah. Cheers.
Nice burn.
Got that burn.
A little tinge.
Decent pour, right?
That's good.
Yeah, it's fine. Not blowing your mind.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it.
Worth 30 bucks, right?
Yeah. I have to spend 30 bucks on that.
Yeah, not no more.
150, right?
No, hell no. I ain't going no 50. Yeah, I can get 50 way better than this.
I said 150 now, is what I'm saying.
Some stores? Yeah, 150. Yeah,
fuck that.
I recently just saw one store, 150.
This ain't no Cavalon, bitch. Fuck you.
150? 150?
Yeah, I like it. Damn.
Under $50, perfect. Over $50, you stretching. It ain't got that much flavor to it. Come on now.
Yeah, you're right. It's not. No. 50 max. Nah. 50 max.
I would even go 40 max. That's the highest I'm willing to go. But the fact that I have 3 bottles and I got each one for only $31.99.
Yeah, we've had much better on the show.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a fucking doubt. It's decent, though.
Yeah, whiskey beer.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not eating this. I just.
Whiskey beer.
The more I drink it, I'm just.
Whiskey beer.
I ain't thirsty. Hold
up. Whiskey of the year, though, Cody. Whiskey of the year.
My first sip was the best. The more I sip, the less I'm liking it.
Yeah. It just goes like
that. It's not bad. Just...
Once again, I'm going to put it out there. It's not a bad drink. If people like it, I know people don't really give a fuck about it. But it's not a bad drink. It's
it's not.
Personally, I would give this to a non-whiskey drinking friend that wants to give it. Like, here you go.
Man, I would love to have a blind taste test and like have like this with like some other like quality shit and see what people think and be like, oh, what the fuck? I spent this amount on this.
Because when you go to the bourbon territory, and let's just stick in bourbon if I wanted to go.
Shit,
I can get
the last show, bourbon,
I can get Elijah Craig for $27.
That was shocking how good that was.
And it tastes better. I can go Woodford Reserve, whatever that store pick, whatever the shit. I can go a lot of bourbon picks.
Woodford Reserve was amazing.
I can go any like $40 per $50 bourbons, whatever, and go like, yeah, I'd pay the extra $20 on this. This is just.
Ooh, that's really affecting my rating right now. knowledge.
Dropping that knowledge on you, baby.
This is being a decent whiskey.
I'm dropping you knowledge, baby.
Bourbon.
For $27, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, right?
I'll get a 4-drop for that.
Yeah, perfect, right?
Oh, sorry, 4-drop. Sorry, 3-drop.
For higher than that,
3-drop.
Though. You can blow me.
Yeah.
Why would I spend more on this?
Yeah. Taking all that into account?
Not even getting much flavor to it no more. It's like, I can drink this.
Yeah, they're
I can drink
decent it. Whiskey.
Yeah.
Nice size. $30, yeah.
Yeah, $30, man. Yeah.
But taking all the information into account.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this. Let's get a 2-drop.
Yeah.
Give it a straight up 2-drop.
You're right in my area, then.
Let's give it a 2.
Man, because you're my friend. I have to follow you.
Yeah. You gotta agree with everything. At the same fucking mind. We're a hive mind.
Yeah, I don't have mind.
Yeah.
2.0 for me.
Yeah, it's a 2-drop.
Yeah.
Second, yeah.
I already had my mind up before I even
lived this. Whatever. This ain't doing a whole lot for me.
No. Now, if you had a bunch of people over and shit, and you just wanted to kill a bottle and shit. There you go.
There you go. It's probably better than most of the shit you drink.
So. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead and finish that if you want. Go ahead. And then if you definitely tell them it's whiskey of the year.
Exactly.
You gonna give me this, whatever? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'm gonna drink my average shit over here. I'm behind the...
Yeah, my shelter is right here.
Yeah, I'm behind the counter, not looking to... Yeah. You guys like that? Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
So far, oh. Duffy Taylor.
Yeah. Pouring that.
Yeah. Hey, what's that? I don't know about it.
It's... You wouldn't like it. It's so rough. It's burning. I was like, it's just for me. Yeah, you'll like this, though. $30, I have no problem with it, whatever. Even if it's $30.
Oh, cool. $30.
Yeah, $30. Yeah.
I'll spend $30 for that.
$30, yeah. You know, if you just want, like,
that, you know,
everyday sipper, got a little burn to it, whatever, shit, you know, whatever. $30, fine.
Yeah. What they charge you now, though? You suck my dick.
Blow me.
Fuck you.
And nowadays, you got to get lucky at, like, a Total Wine to
That's amazing, man, for some decent whiskey.
You got to get lucky.
You got to get lucky.
You got to dab puck that shit, baby.
Wow. Fuck that. You're two drop.
Makes you stick with that two drop then. So, yeah.
Yep.
That is a show, everybody. I got to piss. So,
I'm sure you do. Yeah. That shit is the first time. Before we started the fucking commercial?
I don't even know if you've seen it, but my leg's been moving.
Why the hell you held it in that long?
Hey, man. Shit. Don't stop. Keep pouring. Michael Jordan needs to learn that right now. So.
Hey, Michael. I think he's trying to be like professional.
Yeah. I like how you just shot that. Did you get any different feeling about it?
That was a pretty good set.
Yeah. Well, like we always say here, I'm your godfather. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Second episode this week. Tune in next week when you get your 2-bar reviews, hopefully.
That'd be cool.
We'll see. So, but you're getting 2 episodes next week, so.
Regardless.
So, like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Oh, we're back. We just wanted to give it a quick rating. I don't think we gave a rating on that beer.
Yeah, we did. Oh, guess we fucked up. But just in case.
Yeah, we both gave it a 2.5.
2.5 for El Segundo the Independent.
I was taking a piss and I was just like, I don't think we rated that beer.
I don't know if you're doing so as well, but just in case.
Because I just wanted to say the beer is better than the whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah, so 2.5. And the Henry McKinnon is a 2.0. So.
Yes.
There we go. Just want to get our ratings clear, one for eight. And we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Cheers.
Cheers.